Oh, I was ready to go through the phone and knock him the fuck out. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. If you are new, welcome to the Chat with Tea podcast. I'm your host, Tamisia. We are back for another episode, but before we jump in, to give a shout out to a few people, well, actually, it's like a handful of people who have been so supportive thus far. So whether you've posted my page, you followed the podcast page, you tuned in, you liked a post, you left a comment, you engaged with my stories, all that good stuff, I would like to show my appreciation. Shout out to Skylar, Olivia, Yahira, Ab, Papa, Randy, Myrie, Cindy, Shaylin, Shayana, Deja, Elise, Ashley Owusu, Kiera, Tatiana, Destiny, Tiana, Dominique, Selassie, Cece, Nay, Patrick, Shaggy, Kenny, Charles, and Derek. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I appreciate every little thing that you have done thus far. Thank you. All right, so today we are talking about situationships, aka the talking stage, go with the flow, we together but we not. All right, this is one of my favorite topics, and I'm an avid anti-situationship advocate because those shits are really no good, and I'm gonna tell you why, right? But first, let's start with the basics. Why are situationships becoming increasingly popular amongst millennials and younger generations? You know, there are so many questions surrounding situationship, like how long do situationships last? Are they healthy? How do you go from situationship to relationship? I've honestly seen and heard it all. So simply put, you aren't friends. However, you two are not committed to each other either. So another way to put it is, you know, it's really inconsistent. You know, there's a lot of vibing and you know what's going on with a touch of, you know, you better not be messing with nobody else, but we ain't together. Saying that out loud just confused the fuck out of me. Situationships don't require effort, honestly, and you can do as you please because nothing is established between you two. How do you know you are in a situationship? How do you avoid them? How do you get the answers you need so that you can move forward and pursue a healthy dating relationship? Let's chat. First sign that you are probably in a situationship is you two don't go on dates, okay? So you have probably settled for this like Netflix and chill dates at each other's home or like the dorm room. But when you get there, let me tell you something. You're not going to be watching a movie. You're going to be making one instead. Okay, there is no effort put into a romantic date night or just making plans for when you're both like free. And dates are pretty much a thing of the past in situationships. And if you are going on dates, it's inconsistent and it's very sporadic. You know, you won't be getting to know each other if you're always laid up fucking or if you're always laid up, period. You know what I mean? You definitely need to make time for dates and, you know, making time to hang out, to experience one another. So if you're not, you know, you're probably in a situationship. So ladies, avoid boys who invite you over to their crib as a first date, okay? Inviting someone you don't even know to your crib, your sanctuary, you know, the place you lay your head at night, it's never a good sign. And if he does, rob him. Number two, no label. So with me, when people would ask like to define what me and someone else had or, you know, what we were, I would always give this like awkward or pitiful response. Because with me, I couldn't refer to him as like my man or my boyfriend because realistically, obviously, he wasn't either, right? I'm not really sure where going with the flow originated from, you know, but it does not sound healthy or loving. And you need to steer clear of that, okay? A label, a title, it is so important. And yes, I understand that a title brings on responsibilities as it should. You know, the thing is, some people want the good that comes with a relationship without actually having one. They want the actions without the commitment. So they're going to say, you know, a bond over a title. And I've always frowned at people who would say that. But I failed to realize that although I never said that out loud, it was my reality. You know, I was actually settling for a bond. So I've been there. I'm like, He ain't gotta call me his girl, but I know I'm his girl. But really, I'm not. You know, he my man, but he really not my man. It's just the silliest thing ever. I can look back at this and just laugh, but you know, when it actually happened, I was just like, I didn't realize how crazy it was at the time. So honestly, you know, do not sell yourself short. There is nothing wrong with wanting a relationship or wanting to be a girlfriend. And don't let anyone make you feel bad for wanting that. You know, if you feel that, you know, if he's not wanting to commit to you or to take the next step, or locking it down, you know, make room for someone who is, okay? Number three, there is no discussion of the future, right? So, did you include him or her in your 5 to 10 year plan? Are you even thinking ahead with them included? Probably not, right? The person you're in a situationship with may be comfortable with doing the bare minimum and not wanting to commit to you. So once they shut you out or gain the courage to break things off, they're going to move on to the next. So have a discussion about where you two stand. Discussing the future, it's going to shake some tables and it's going to ruin that lazy momentum between you two because realistically, committed people, they include each other in their plans for the future because they genuinely want to grow with and experience one another.
I'm sure you all have been committed to someone, and yeah, you include them in your future plans, even if shit didn't go through, you know, those plans fell through. Life happens, things do happen, but you still included them in your plans for the future. You know what I mean? So you definitely want to be on the same page about where things are and about where you two are headed. You know, never be embarrassed or nervous to ask men their intentions, ladies. You know, he knows what his intentions and desires are regarding if he is seeking a relationship or not. Okay, 9 times out of 10, they know. And if he can't give you a straight answer when you ask, honestly, take that as a warning. You don't want to continue with someone who, of course, does not want the same things as you. Be scared to get clarity. You know, it's going to save you a lot of time and emotions.
So the fourth sign that you are probably in a situationship is you have put all your eggs into one basket, right? So you probably aren't dating anyone else and you both are exclusive, but not really, right? Y'all gonna do these relationship stuff, but there's no real well-defined relationship. So with me, I took on that girlfriend role and I was acting as such. And when you do this, you kind of have on blinders because you aren't looking to date or meet anyone else because in your head, you're like, okay, we're together. I don't need to date or see anyone else. Never, ever, ever take on the girlfriend role without it being given. Okay, never. I have done this time and time again. Okay, and single people, they date. And this isn't to say that you have to have a whole roster of like 20 people, unless that's your thing. If you want to have a whole roster of 20 guys or 20 girls that you want to date, listen, by all means, do you, right? But what I am saying is that when you are single, you are allowed to explore your options and you should be dating other people. You know, you would probably feel that you would be doing a disservice to him if you did date other people. You know, like I'm focused on him. I don't know if he's focused on me, but it would be wrong of me to date other people. No, listen, date others. You are only doing a disservice to yourself for settling. Number five, he shows you he does not want to be with you. Listen to me, okay? Men are not complicated creatures, they are not hard to decode. When he shows you the first time that he does not want to commit to you and he expressed his disinterest, please believe him, okay? The amount of times men showed me and I just ignored it. I was like Stevie Wonder to it. Like, I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to believe it. And I'm not making excuses for men at all because they can neatly disclose that they don't want to continue with you or that they don't want to move forward with you. Like, they don't have to shit on you or drag you through the mud just to be like, or just to show you that they don't want to be with you. I do realize that some boys, and yes, I will say boys because men, real men, are going to tell you what it is and what it ain't. But it's the boys that they got the issues with, okay? So some boys are cowards and they lack the ability to be honest and transparent. So for example, when I was dating this guy, you know, he was like tiptoeing around the conversation or tiptoeing around the fact that he wanted to break things off. But in the end, he kind of forced me to do it. And I realized that, you know, he wasn't gonna do it himself. But anyway, right? You know, men, you know, their actions are going to tell you everything that you need to know. And with me, I realized that I couldn't even be mad because I chose to, listen to me, I chose to act wifey to a person who wanted actions without commitment. What you allow will continue. So don't ignore it when he is showing you that he don't want to be with you or when he's telling you that he don't want to be with you. Please don't ignore that. Pay attention and move accordingly. Sign number six that you're probably in a situationship, stagnancy. Lots of stagnancy. Stagnancy, you're not moving, you're not doing anything. It's just the same shit, just a different day, okay? Relationships are something that I truly believe produce growth. As you grow, your relationships with others, your relations with others grow as well. You have to want to put in that work to grow. You know, you're like, okay, what do I need to work on? You know, how can I be my best self, right? Situationships don't. They don't require that. The talking stage doesn't require effort to grow. And there's this lack of willingness from either you or him or maybe just both of y'all to put in the work. So you two are going to remain in this complacent situation because there's just no desire to elevate each other. And, you know, there's just no desire to take things further or to take that next step. And when it comes to stagnancy, honestly, like, do not water yourself down or stay where your growth is being hindered. Like, don't lower your standards, okay? Don't lower your standards because most of the time, the person that you're lowering it for is just not going to value you anyway. So listen, high standards a day, keep the low quality men away. So how do you get out of a situationship? Thus far, what I noticed is really having that conversation. And I know that we can dread that, like, what are we talk, you know, but trust me, it's an important talk and you need to have it. Don't be afraid to have that conversation. Don't be afraid to ask, what are we, you know, where do we stand? Where are we going? You know, where do you see us? You know, are you thinking ahead with me in mind? Don't be afraid to ask those things. They're very, very important. And like I said, it's going to save you a lot of time and a lot of emotions too. So according to Google, because I had to Google this and I'm not that good at math, but 4 years and days is 1,460. 1,460 days wasted because I was so scared. I was so frightened to have a conversation. You know, I just wanted to say I had a spot in his life or I wanted to be loved on, you know, and I know that this sounds so crazy, but that was my mindset at the time. That was my truth at the time, you know, and I was just stuck in this continued cycle. Moreover, honesty and transparency are key, and it is the best way to avoid any more time being wasted. You know what I mean? I realized something, you know, just because you guys talk and you text every day, you go on dates and you have sex, it does not mean you two are together. And I know that sounds crazy and you're probably like, well, duh, right? But like I said, that was my mindset at the time. That was my truth. You know, I really believed that we were doing all of this. So yeah, he didn't even have to ask me to be his girl. I already assumed that I was, right? So yeah, you know, never assume that someone is yours. You got to receive that verbal confirmation. Like, he got to be like, yo, baby, be mine, okay? Matter of fact, make sure you get that shit in writing, okay? Until then, they are not your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other, whatever the case may be. No more talking stages. I have nothing left to say. If you want to put a little stank on it, you can be like, no more talking stages. I ain't got shit else to say, right? Alrighty, we have reached the end of the episode. I truly hope that you enjoyed everything that I have mentioned. I hope that you have found some information as useful. Remember, we are not sticking around with someone who isn't willing to commit to us, okay? Go on those dates, have your fun. If you feel like they're not doing their part, you know, leave them be. You know, don't lower your standards for anyone. The right one is going to come along and give you everything you ask for and more. And remember, what you allow will continue. So always hold yourself accountable. I have linked everything in the show notes so that you can check it out when you get the chance. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. It means so much. And I will see you on the next episode of Chats with Tea.